Luke Hopewell has a job that makes him a perfect choice for our My Feed segment. Hopewell is the curation lead in Australia for Twitter Moments, the social media platform's new service that uses humans to pick the best stuff and package it up for its users. That means he's actually paid to find good stuff on Twitter. Pretty fun job, really. It's what I do for free. Luke joins me now via Skype. Can you tell listeners what an average workday looks like for you?
Sure. It's a very interesting workday, mine. As you said, my job is looking for cool stuff on the internet. Basically, what we really want to do is reflect the conversations that Australian users are having on Twitter back to those users so that people can get the best content that's happening in an instant. We find that the news is happening on Twitter first. So being able to present really fun stories, but also really newsworthy and factual stories presented from the scene and from the source is very important. So we start very, very early, jump on and have a look at what's making news, but also what people are talking about so that we can show people exactly what's happening in the world in an instant when they click on the Moments tab.
And Moments was launched in Australia, I think, at the start of March. How's it going?
Moments is going fantastically. We're the first market in the Asia-Pacific region to launch the Moments product. It's previously launched in international markets, and we're backed up by a fantastic international team as well. So it's not just what's happening in Australia. We're also bringing you contextual information from what's happening in the US presidential race right through to the terrible Japanese earthquake that's happened this morning.
Now, we're going to talk about your top moments for the week. Let's start with the $5 note. And of course, it generated a lot of Twitter activity. I've got to say, even before we get on with this, whenever there's a new note, everyone gets really upset. People don't like change. There's a lot of anger. And now we've got Twitter, so we can share all of that.
all that in an instant.
Straight away, without, any kind of sifting of our emotions. What were the best note-related things you saw?
Look, there were some fantastic takes on the new $5 note. Obviously, it's got a lot of new features in terms of anti-counterfeiting stuff, but it's also got a lot of features for visually impaired people who might want to access the currency more easily. But in terms of design, a lot of people had some feelings on it and took to Twitter to share those. One of the great ones was someone superimposing the image of Dame Edna Everidge over the $5 note. And replacing the window with a logo of a prominent beer and a couple of meat pies. The word Australia on one of these notes has also been replaced to Australia, as is more common with local users of the vernacular.
Did anyone say anything nice about the new $5 note?
Look, a lot of people are very happy that it's got more accessibility features. Obviously, there are features praising that. In terms of the note itself, a lot of people were wondering about the wattle plants in particular. A lot of people have praised the inclusion of more culturally diverse Australian iconography on the note. But obviously, some people looked at it and thought that it was like looking at an amoeba under a microscope in Year 11 biology. So there's a lot of different opinions, and there's a side-by-side image up there on Moments that you can go and have a look at and see just how much it looks like a little mitochondrion.
Okay, let's move on to your next pick. Last week, we talked about everyone basically losing their minds over the new Star Wars spin-off, Rogue One. This week, it's been all about director James Cameron announcing he's not making 2 or even 3 sequels to Avatar. He's now making 4.
Now, absolutely.
How have people responded to that?
Look, there's a lot of response online. There was a lot of response online when it was minted that there would be 2 more Avatar sequels. I mean, a lot of people thought, how much more can you say about blue aliens running around trying to protect their planet? But now that there are going to be 4 sequels, which means 5 Avatar movies in total, we now know that it's a big day for alien environmentalists on their planet. What's really interesting about this in terms of the reactions is that James Cameron actually uses a lot of new technology and likes to push cinema forward when he shoots a new film. This is going to be really interesting to see, from a filming technique level, how he's actually going to push that forward for these next movies. But a lot of people in our Moments section are sort of wondering what there is left to say about those blue aliens on their planet.
Okay. Now, the next choice you have, I have to say, disclaimer, we did not influence you putting this on the list at all, although mildly pleased you have. Radio National's new political podcast, the ABC's premier political podcast, The Party Room, which is hosted by me and Fran Kelly from RM Breakfast. It featured in Moments yesterday. Thanks for that. Tell me honestly, do people like us?
Absolutely. We're all about the daily vines that get posted about what's coming up on the show. We're also really interested in, obviously, this new podcast. It's an election year, so we're looking forward to sharing more stuff around things like The Party Room, which is that great new podcast, and we're also looking to share stuff around hashtag AusPoll, short for Australian Politics, which is actually the most popular hashtag in Australia for a few years running now. It's a massive, massive hashtag movement, and we're really helping to, with the podcast as well, highlight great new ways that people can find content around the upcoming federal election, which is going to absolutely dominate the news cycle. So looking forward to seeing what yourself and Fran Kelly come up with The Party Room, and there's a great place that you can go and click onto your links there and subscribe through Moments.
There you go. Thanks for that, Luke. Love your work. Actually, on that issue of the hashtagging of the election, it's actually a contentious thing because when you get into the election campaign proper, people start using the election hashtag, don't they? And there's a few different versions. I always find this very troubling. What should I do? Should I just stick to AusPoll, or should I get cool with the other kids and start using the federal election version?
Sure. There's a lot of different schools of thought around hashtags. I mean, the best advice that we can give people is if you're going to put a hashtag on a tweet, obviously don't do too many so that it can be nice and easy to find and easy to read for someone. Make sure that it's not all in caps so it sounds like you're yelling at someone. But also do a little bit of research so that you can see the hashtags that are going right now. Obviously, the AusPoll hashtag, like I said, is the biggest hashtag in the country for a few years running now. On election night, in years past, the hashtag AusVotes has trended. But usually, if you stick to a mixture of Twitter moments to find the best news that's going on around the election, and then if you want to go deeper into what other people are saying and get more context from a broader audience, you can click on that AusPoll hashtag, and there'll always be something there for you to have a read of.
Yeah, I like to keep it simple. I'm that kind of person. Finally, absolutely, You've chosen a hilarious Twitter fight between two dictionaries. I'll really leave it to you to explain this one.
Look, it's interesting that we live in an age where two dictionaries can have a fight on the internet now. There was a really great little photo that was posted by dictionary.com, a great verified account that's giving you all the words you need to know. It's a quote that says, "I like my coffee with cream and my literature with optimism." It's a quote from Abigail Reynolds. And Merriam-Webster decided to fire back and say, at dictionary.com, there's no cream in that coffee, as in there's no milk in the photo that they actually posted a photo of the coffee of, and everyone decided that it was on. There was a literary beef, if you will, happening online. A lot of people started posting some fantastic memes. One person saying, "I never thought I'd see another dictionary throw shade at another dictionary online." And truly is it a fantastic time to be alive. So that's up there on Moments if you want to grab the popcorn and have a look at the literary beef that's unfolding.
What a fantastic time to be alive. That's right, Luke. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
And that's Luke Hopewell. He's the Australian curation lead for Twitter Moments. And you're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelas. Coming up in the drawing room tonight, we'll be speaking to Kat Canteri. She's a musician, and I can exclusively reveal that she's been entirely motivated in her career by Hanson.